government positions beginning to link arms with you. And I saw everywhere that you were going, you were taking the land, you were taking the ground. I did see a little bit of opposition try and stop some paperwork and things, but then I saw God just come and intervene. And I saw these godly connections begin to just catch fire. And I saw great, intelligent people who knew how to work the system and knew how to get things done and go even through loopholes, but all legit. But I saw them knowing how to work it out, to work it for you. And so, Father, Lord, we just thank you, God, for those divine connections and the land that they're going to take. And I thank you, Father Lord, that you're here with them. You're in this, Father Lord. And we're asking, Father God, for just a great release of favor to fall on our missionaries. Great favor. Great favor. Did you? Anybody else, guys?
I just had a vision. I seen a billboard with an elephant on it. And I seen this elephant billboard, and it was... I seen you crossing a river into new territory. And whatever the new place God has for you, new places, he's going to send you to many different places, even different countries in the region. And just be, I just declare open doors for you. Open doors into countries, nations, people groups, assignments, divine appointments, open doors of opportunity, God-ordained encounters in Jesus' mighty name.
I saw the Lord putting even new boots on both of you, really big, solid boots. And I heard the Lord saying that you're about to walk into new land, but it's going to look muddy and mucky at times. But I heard the Lord say that I've prepared you for this, and I've prepared you for such a time as this, says the Lord.
I just heard the Lord say he's going to begin to open new hidden realms of provision for you. I just saw a vision of the clouds, just little specific parts of the cloud just opening it up. And I just saw just money, but also networking connections coming down from heaven. And I also saw doves flying through the holes. And I heard the Lord saying, even as you step into this next season, a new level of peace is going to come over you. You're going to just feel his hand in everything, and just a brand new wave of peace, even an ease, even the moments that might feel a little bit difficult, you're going to feel his supernatural peace and all of those things.
Hallelujah. And I saw the Lord, and he was standing, and he had a cup in his hand, and he put it to your lips, and you started to drink. And the Lord said, the cup you're about to drink from is a hard cup, the Lord says. But the Lord says, don't even look around when you drink. Just keep your eyes closed and just walk, because knowing that I'm with you, it's a hard cup, but I'm with you, and just trust in me. Just trust in me, because once you step out, the Lord says, it's full speed ahead. It's no time to look around. Just drink, says the Lord.
And I hear the Lord saying, even as you've given yourself to me as living sacrifices, to my glory, says the Lord, the glory will fall, the Lord says. The cry of your heart has been heard in the heavens, and there is an open heaven, and there is something breaking through even that in that land at this time, says the Lord. And he's preparing a way, and he's making the way, and you will see his way, and you will see his cloud open, and you will see heaven fall, and you will see things happen that you've never seen before, because the Lord says this is the time for my glory.
I know I prophesied over you guys earlier in the year, but you know what I just saw? I just saw salad increasing, multiplying. I just saw multiplying salad. And the Lord says you're going to see the food multiply. The Lord says you're going to be around and the food is going to begin to multiply. The Lord says you're going to have a little and it's going to turn into a lot. The Lord says there's going to be a little bit in the pot, but the pot's not going to run out. I see salad and I saw it multiplying. You're going to see the multiplication miracles of the Bible just the same way you saw the way that the Lord multiplied the loaves and the fishes. You're going to see the salad multiply. You're going to see the things multiply that even you guys are cooking around the fire, but there's not going to be enough because the times that people are going to come forward. You said 40, but there's going to be crowds of people coming around because they're going to hear that you guys have something to eat. They're going to hear you guys have something to eat, and your heart's going to cry out that you want to feed them, but it's not just in the spirit that you're going to be feeding them, but the salad will be multiplying, says the Lord. Hallelujah.
And the Lord would say, Sherry and Craig and family, that the words connector and conduit, that you are the ones that he is sending in as not only rescuers, but tide turners, where going forward in the midst of the mission that he has put you on, there's going to be a shift in Thai mindsets, that there's going to be a shift in the belief and the value of young girls. And you two are going to be part of what connects those dots, those locations, those people to this vision. And as you have stated, there is never vision without provision. And that you are all in. You have been faithful in the small things, and he has seen your faithfulness. And now is the time for the more. And we just bless you in the more.
I just feel real strong that you two are like and it's evident anyway, but that you are mommy and daddy to these people. Father God, you're just pouring out your daddy's love on these people, and a daddy is always a provider and a protector. And we thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus. I just wish I could be there with her. My heart is there with these people as they go, Lord. And I thank you, praise you for your mercy triumphs over judgment on these people, Lord. And I thank you, God, that you don't judge them because you love them so much. And I thank you that you're using Sherry and Greg to pour out your daddy's love, your mommy's love, your sister and brother's love on these people. I thank you, Lord, for that.
And besides the other things that I prophesied over earlier, I heard the Lord say that even be careful who you link arms with, for I just see the Lord just increasing just a greater discernment and even wisdom, and even to discern which door to go through. For the Lord says that, yes, I open doors, but the Lord says the enemy would try to open a door for you too to be distracted. So the Lord says that even this season that he's going to be releasing and increasing even wisdom and discernment, even for which door to go through and which door not to go through. For the Lord says that, know that I am directing your steps. And the Lord says, no, I've marked you with favor. And the Lord says that, no, that every kind of age group, yes, you shall have impact and influence. But the Lord says, especially even with children and youth and young adults. For the Lord says that, no, that you are a papa and a mama. For the Lord says that, now, even to you, Craig, for it would even be easier for you to be in the behind scenes and even that of an evangelist. He says, yes, that you got the heart of an evangelist, he says, but I'm also even calling you to teach and even to preach my word. For the Lord says that this is even a season even for you to even to step up to the forefront. For the Lord says, I'm calling you up front. He says that you've been one that's been wanting to be behind, but the Lord says he's even calling you up front. And Sherry, I just see you even yes, I know you teach and preach, but the Lord says that he's even going to increase even your influence and even that ability to even to teach and to preach, even with such a clarity for people to even just to understand. It's just like so simple. And just so, just like a little child, like, and just so simple. And Lord, we just bless the Hackwells right now. We bless their family. We plead the blood of Jesus over them. We thank you for protection. We thank you for favor. We thank you, Lord God, for just open heavens. We thank you, Lord, for revival fire that they are carrying in their heart. We thank you, Lord, that right now you are building the foundation in that. You are building the team. You are building the foundation. And Lord, we just thank you, Lord, that you are building that foundation over in Thailand. And Lord, we just thank you, Lord, you're preparing a place. You're even preparing the wineskin, even to pour out and to do great things in that nation. And Lord, we just thank you, Lord, for this family. And Lord, we even thank you for Michael that's even come alongside, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for his servant's heart. We thank you, Lord, that there has been a radical change and impact in his life. And Lord, we just thank you, Lord, that your hand is upon his life as well. And we just thank you, Lord, for even his heart to want to serve and to want to reach out and to minister. And I see the Lord just laying his hand upon you, Michael, and you just having a way with young people and just being able to relate to them and to talk to them. And it's like you're a magnet to where they're just drawn and drawn to you. And the Lord says he's going to give you great influence and great impact. And the Lord says that, yes, his hand's upon you. And the Lord says that you hear his voice. He says, don't question if you hear his voice like other people do or don't. He says, you hear his voice. And the Lord says, and know that he's with you and he's for you. And the Lord says, and know, even things of old, he says, he's shutting the door of things of old. And he says, and he's opening up new doors and new realms to you. And the Lord says, even things, and I see just him just going down and just plucking old roots and old hurts and pains and that, and just plucking it up and plucking it out. And the Lord says, and know, he's even going to give you a heart of a father, says the Lord.
Amen. Well, we want to thank you guys so much for being